Let us begin to move on. This sugya is a general introduction to all of Noshim Nezikim. Next osis. Hasoch omer schur meis. Balo omer eni odea pot. The afal gavs is tosis. Oshua Sishamra. Hamafkin mashbiyo misofek. Shuhu eni odeem nenso. He said, no. Hach ishen yodua em meisa hashu'ula. Eni lahashbiyo misofek. Gilo omer hamashu sofek li. Meshalti yichem laf. Tosus makes a very, very simple but very important point. Tosus' point is as follows. Shuas HaShomrim is, I know you are a Shomer. Did you do your job or you didn't do your job? That's Shuas HaShomrim. Whether you were a Shomer, what type of Shomer you were, that's not Shuas HaShomrim. Shuas Hashem Tehid Ben Shneim. Did you do your job? You didn't do your job. You were a shomer. You didn't do your shomer. That's not particularly relevant to Shavuos Hashomer. That's a separate thing. That's every time. It's a tiniest moment. So we have rules. And all tiniest moment.
Why do they need to say
80
days?
What?
Why do they need to get
us
80 days in place?
Is that... Okay. Maybe there's a shvua, whether you were a shoel or not a shoel. Okay. That's like, what did I just say? It's like every tiniest moment. So on every tiniest moment, and we're going to get very quickly into Bari Vishema and all sorts of things. He says, every tiniest moment, if you don't know that there is a chiyuv, there is no tina. That's in your damnness. He said, so I have a regular taina. You were a shoel or you were a socher. Okay. So I don't, so is that in your damnness? Chayavti and your damn paraiti. That means you were swinging back between shoel and socher. So maybe you began as a shoel and we don't know whether it happened as a shoel or as a socher. So maybe we go with a chazaka that you began as a shoel, so you continue to be a shoel, so you know you weren't a shoel? No. That's in your dan, it's chayafti. So you don't go with that chazok. It's not, if I go up to you, he told you not. So simple, we'll see it as we, you go through the tosis. If I go up to you, and I say, you borrowed 10,000 shekels from me. You say, I don't know, maybe I did. I don't remember borrowing 10,000 shekel. Do I remember? So that's, I don't know when anything got started. But here you do know something got started, right? There was a shayla, you're flipping back between shayla, schir, shayla, schir, shayla, schir. In the morning, you're a shoel. In the afternoon, you're a socha. In the morning, you're a shoel. In the afternoon, you're a socha. So when did it happen? Morning or afternoon? So so he says, no, even this is going to be any odam hilvisani. But it had nothing to do with Shavuos HaShomer. It's a regular tiny, moment. And we're going to have to understand, certainly within Tosis, what this whole any odam hilvisani odam paraiti is about. We've been taking it for granted, and now we have to stop taking it for granted. Because I'll give you an example. There's the Taz writes in the last Taz in Siman Ayin Hay and Chosh Mishpah. He had the following Shaila come to him. Someone borrowed a certain amount of money. And the Lova came, paid back the money. The next day, the Malva begins going through all the coins he got and finds one's counterfeit. Okay. Then he goes back to the Lova. And Lova says, yesterday, you know, I told you paid up. You gave me the coins. I didn't go detail through the coins. I took the whole bunch of coins. Remember, they didn't have paper money. So I took all the coins. Today, I'm going through it. I find out who wants counterfeit. Says the Lova, listen, I don't know. I got these coins from somebody. They look pretty good. I didn't put it through a detailed scanner. I gave it to you. I think they were good, but I can't guarantee it. I didn't go through it. Is that any of your damn Lovis and Lamparite? Okay. Now, to understand, so let's continue for a second. What is it? So as long as we began, because that's the Tosis. Now, we skipped certain things. We went back on when we were on Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer. Let's go back to Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer. Okay? Rabbi Renitz laughing. Okay? I expect everyone to know every sugya we learned until now to be able to work with it. So when we learn Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer, we learn the sugya of Bakra. Remember the sugya of Bakra? So those who don't remember, those who came late, I'll remind you, and those who don't remember, okay. There was an apotropos who was in charge of the property of Yesomim. He went to some sort of middleman and says, I want to buy a cow for these Yesomim. And the middleman said, fine, I have someone who's looking to sell a cow. I'll get the cow. I'll give you the cow. So the apotropos got the cow and he gave it over to a shepherd, a cattle herder, to take care of the cow. Turned out the cow didn't have teeth. So he put it with 20 other cows. So, and he didn't look at each individual cow. But the cow without teeth was out grazing, couldn't eat, couldn't chew. And he ended up dying. Okay. Chayav Potter, what's the case? Who's Chayav? Who's Potter? All sorts of things. So let us take a look back in Bakra. Membeis and Membeis. Because you may remember when we were in the sugya of Bakra there, I said, oh, there's something they asked from Bob Metzia that Sadei Zion. We'll get to that in Ashoa. Okay, so we're here now. So let's look. Hahuba apotrops diasmi. Apotrop here, membeis and membeis. Apotrop diasmi, zoven lehutura liasmi. Marcel labak, lohavile kochi. Didn't have vishini. Its gums were all withered and it didn't have teeth. The gums were gone, the teeth were gone, everything's gone. Lemech lemes, it couldn't eat, so it died. Omerami bachom, hechinad yinu dine lehadina. Name of the apotrebel, the apotrop is the zil shleim, pay. Omar, he says, the apotrop says, no. I gave it to the shomer to wash. This bakra was a shomer. Omar, tell the shomer, he says, ani behaditu kimte, uchle shadoi. I didn't look at each individual one. I just put it together with, I treated it like I treated all my other cows. I treated all my other cows, so I fed it together with all my other cows. I don't check every cow's mouth to see that it has gums and teeth. I just, I look in general. Everything's doing fine. I don't check each individual one. This one's eating. This one's eating. I took care of it like I take care of all of my cows. Anu the Bakram, name of the Bak, he said, Bahadi Turiya Kumta, Ochli Shadoy, Avadina Dolo. I didn't see this one. Michte Bakra, so the Gemara says, no. The Bakra is a Shoma Socha, the Yasmi. Once you're Shoma Socha, we saw it outside of Gimomid Beis. It's not enough generally to look at it. You have to look at each individual one, just like you take them over the bridge, one by one. That's what Shoma Socha has to do. He says, Shomosoch the Yatsmi, he had to check. Yikib say to the Yatsmi, Hochanami, Hochamamaya skinning. But we're talking, the Lekib say to the Yatsmi, Yasomim don't lose. Why not? They found the owner of the shore, Vishokal Yatsmi, Zuzumine, and they got their money back. Elaman Katon, so who's Mar the Torah Katon? No, the owner of the cow, he has a time. He boiled him. He should have told me. No, it's a safsir. He'll cook, therefore, he swears that the safsir swears that he didn't know. Says Rashi, he says like this. What's a safsir have to do with the roa? Lo shomer shalohu. When you're li masnitin, el the socha par la chaveri shal achem meisak adarkam. Rashi goes through a whole arichas. Okay, take a look in the Ramban. Ramban doesn't like Rashi. He has a whole different mahalach. Ramban says a membeis a membeis. What? He says, "V'tomu Rabbi." Many people ask the question: "Amai Mehemet Safsur Lishavalito? Why can the Safsur take a shvur? Har is the Omer Lachaveru Eni Yodeh and it's Hayafti Loch Moment Be'Olam V'Kaim Alon Potter." He's potter. We don't know if he's chayav in this pshiyo or he's not chayav in the pshiyo. Why? We don't know. Did the safsir know that the animal didn't have teeth? The safsir didn't know the animal didn't have teeth. So the safsir takes a shvua that he didn't know the animal didn't have teeth. And therefore the bakra has to pay the safsir. Wait a second. So we have a safek whether the bakra pays, is a posheya, is chayev, to the safsir of the bakra's napo. That's ain't a day in the schayavti. So, okay, so, manir, shirash is on a forish. Shachar shemeso, since it died, shokul yasmi zuzemine, the yasomim took money from the safsir. Jomer lemet, they said some mekachtos. Kevin shekvar meso, and since it died already, it's chayav hashomer l'shar on the yisomer. The shomer owes the yisomer. V'heim ain osim schor b'mono, and they ain osim schor b'mono shel chavero, u'mashalim l'safsur. That means, what is ain osim schor b'mono shel chavero? So the bakra is not a shomer of the yisomer. The bakra is a shomer of who? Of the safsur. But the safsur says, then a menadin he shouldn't have collected. But therefore he can only be a nishma venotel. Some ikra adin, he doesn't get it. Okay. He says, that's not the way I understand Allah. Shekevin shelo shomar karo'ui. He did not watch this properly. We know that the bakra was a shomer socher who was a posheya. But what do we have a safek about? That if the safsir knew about it, and he didn't tell them, so it's pshiyas hanizik. If he didn't know about it, there's no pshiyas hanizik. So what's the whole safek, says the Ramban? So, vadai, there's a maisa machayev. Safek maisa poter. That's how he understands. I had a maisa machayev, and a safek maisa poter. So we have a vada. So what? So you don't look vada chiyuv or sofek pato. So there's a vada chiyuv. No, there's no vada chiyuv because he says there are two ways of looking at this. There's one way of looking at it. Do we know that the Baku was Vadai Chayev? We don't know the Baku was Vadai Chayev. Because if I looked at the Chazoka, there was a Chiyuv, and we don't know if he got out of it. Maybe the Baku, when he was Poshe, was Chayev. Maybe not, because maybe there's a Pshias Hanizik. You don't know. So, it's any Odeim Nischayavti. Rashi is looking at it as any Odeim Nischayavti. Comes along, Ramban says, no. We knew there was a Vada Maisa Machayev and a Sofek, whether he's Potter. Well, Sofek Maisa Potter. And the Maisa Potter would come first. That means if the Sasser knew the cows didn't have teeth, so, and when he handed it over to the Apotropos and didn't tell him, and the apotropos handed it over to the roeh. So there was a pshias, there was a pshia on part of the mafkid. The pshia on the part of the mafkid. So that happened first. And then there's a pshia. Then the pshia on the part of the shomer is not going to be machayev. So therefore, we don't know the pshia was ever a pshia hamachayevis. And though, was the Pshia Mechayevus? We don't know. So if I look, was there once a Chov? I don't know if there was once a Chov. That's the Sofek. So that's how Rashi looks at it. Comes along the Ramban, says, Rashi, you're looking at it wrong. You don't look at it, was I once Vadai Chayev? Was there a Vadai Maisa HaMechayev or a Maisa Poter? You have a following situation. I go up to you, I loaned you 1,000 shekels. Did you pay? You say, I'm not sure. But I have another problem. Last week, you broke my window, and you owe me 1,000 shekel for that. Now, and he says, or we say it differently, put it this way. I say, no, I didn't pay you. I didn't pay you. I didn't pay you. But I didn't pay you. But I have a sofek that maybe last week you broke my window. And when I and the loan of 1,000 shekel, you didn't have to be paid back anyway, because so what is it? Any odeh and paraiti, the any odeh goes on something that happened before the halvor. You don't know the halvor created a chiyuv, the halvor didn't create a chiyuv. Okay. So maybe there's something happened before that would cancel out the halva. So here, Rishonim, Achronim, go to town on him. They say exactly. And there are three ways of understanding what this halacha of Eini Yodeim Nischayavti is, Eini Yodeim Paraiti. Rashi said, Eini Yodeim Nischayavti, there's no Cheskes Chiyuv. You know you're once chayiv, you continue to be chayiv until you know something happened to cancel out the chiyuv. But you have to know you're once chayiv. In the case of the Bakr, he doesn't know he was once chayiv. He doesn't know whether it was a pshias and nizik or not. Okay. Comes along the Ramban, says that's not the halacha. Halacha is a different halacha. The halacha goes simply, was the a maisa happened that was machayev you? Did a second maisa happen that made you potter? So therefore, according to Rashi, in the case that I gave you, there was a vadei halvor and a vadei not pirayon, but there's a suffix whether the week before there was another chov that would have canceled out the halvor. So Rashi says the halvor was not, you never know, the man was once chayef. Maybe at the time that he took the halvor, that halvor canceled something else out, so he's never going to ever got chayef. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, there was a Vadei Havo. Did something come and cancel out? Something come and cancel out the Havo. We don't know what happened the week before. Something may have. So that L'chora would have explained this or not. But there's a third Mahalach. And that third Mahalach we're going to see is going to come up. It goes like this. The Shach has a third Mahalach. He says, wait one second. We have a halacha, a machlokas, bari v'shema bari otis. I'm going to give you three different mahalachim, and as we're going to work through all the sugyas, we're going to get there to see how all of these things intersect with each other. Shach says, no, it's not the way it goes. Says, what's a halacha bari v'shema? So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda says, bari otis. Comes along Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan and says, Ugamona b'cheskes mori. Ein hachanami, bori has more nemonis. But if there's a shema, so bori has more nemonis. But that gap is not enough to be motzi mamon. Of course, what did we see? That if the many rishonim, if you double up on that, it is enough to be with some other chesaron nemonis. That's why, for instance, we'll see some rishonim hold. If the bori, in addition to bori, has a migo or something else, something that boosts his nemonis, that means you have a certain gap of nemonis. You increase that gap, it's enough to take away from the mos. Walks in the shach and says, wait one second. I come up to you and say, you vade chayev moment. You say, I loaned, but I didn't pay. He says, wait one second. There's no mochzor. You know, you were once chayv. So that means you lose your mochzorkas. So there's no ukamonim mochazkas mori. It's a suffix you owe or not. Oh, it's a suffix you owe. You still owe. So therefore, you lose. It's a din and bari v'shem bari yodif. Difference. Wait one second. The moment I put it into Bari Rishem and Bari Yodif, we have all sorts of things that are happening. For instance, in Bari Rishem and Bari Yodif, we saw already Ramban, Tosis, Hevele Meida, Lo Hevele Meida. Wait a second. And in Paraiti, what about Lo Hevele Meida? For instance, now we'll begin going through the Sugya and seeing all the rayas in each way, and we'll understand all the different ways of understanding the sugya. What happens is as follows. I go up to a person, your father borrowed 10,000 shekels from me. He says, yeah, I know my father borrowed 10,000 shekels, but I don't know if he paid back. What is the yorish status? Lo havelei lemeida. Any of them, if we say there was a Maisa Machayev, Sofik Maisa Poter, Lo Avelei Meida doesn't. If you say there's a Cheskes Chiyuv, it's irrelevant. But all of a sudden you say, wait a second, maybe it depends on Bari V'Shem or Bari Yodif. Then we get into a headache. You say that, Avelei Meida, Lo Avelei Meida. Give you an example, the exact understanding of that is, we'll have countless halachas depending on. Then we go through the Rishonim now. And Havilei LeMeida and Bari V'Shema, you have to keep in mind, what is Bari V'Shema about? What is Ener Yodei Mischayavti about? What is Ener Yodei Paraiti about? What we've been taking for granted as we as simple halachas, they're not so simple. There are all sorts of differences. And there's for instance, the Taz, in the case of counterfeit coins, said he's pot. The Shach says chayim, and everyone goes to town trying to understand what is enus enudemus chayav enudem parait. That's all, because once you get down in countless individual cases, then you have to have a much more precise definition of what's happening. So now, So what does Tosfos tell us here in Sadei Zayin Amud Beis? So go back to Bakra, Chazar over Bakra, see the Ramban there. The Rashba rejects the Ramban, goes with Rashi. The Ram brings two days there. Now, before we even begin, there's another halacha. Chen v'nyal pinkasim. Let's give you just a bunch of halachas, so we'll use these to understand exactly all the sugyas. Chen v'nyal pinkasim goes like this. Let's say I'm sitting in my office, and I'm a head of a construction firm. And the foreman's job is to pay the workers. He pays and I reimburse him. The workers come knocking my door, he didn't pay us. And the foreman says, I did pay them, give me the money. Okay, so that's a simple case. So what's halacha? So halacha is zenish bavanot over zenish bavanot. They're both zenish bavanot. I pay double because, and each one takes a shvua in front of each other. And I end up losing. Now, the Rambam says like this. What happens if one of them dies? So let's take a look at the Rambam, how he looks at the halacha of Chen v'nyal pinkasim, and how the Ramban looks at it, and it ain't odem mischayavti, ain't odem paraiti. Doing marsh for us. Zion Hill's mouth is low. Zion Hill's mouth is low. Aloha. Okay. Chenvini. You're no Saint Labalaba. Okay. The storekeeper. It's all the same. Okay. I have someone. He works for me. He's supposed to pay and I reimburse him. They say they didn't get, and he said he did get. What do I do? Okay. Says, Papo, Veshua Zutekanus Chachom, he been a Kitas Chafetz. Why? Says the Raman Perkta Zayin Alochei, Shebnei Shebo in Shneim Lito. They both come to collect. The Fikach, in Meis Chenveni, if, let's say, the foreman, the storekeeper, whoever, Notel Balchom Shalom Veshua. The others take without. If one dies, the other takes without a shul. Says the Magen Mishnah, the Ramban doesn't like this. Ramban says, wait a second. What is the halacha here? Halacha is the man worked for me. The moment the man worked for me, I owe him money. Was there a payment? There wasn't a payment. I don't know. I have no idea. There was a payment. There wasn't a payment. So as far as the workers go, I'm a yeni yodeya im parait. Now the Chenveni, what happens? The Chenveni claims a whole different thing. The Chenveni claims, I paid the workers, you have to reimburse me. That, I don't know whether you paid the workers. That's yeni yodeya im nischayavti, says the Ramban, ena chanami. Because all sorts, and what does the Ramban say at the beginning of the second parak of Shavuos? Me ikar adin, I have to pay the workers and I don't pay the foreman. Chazal made a takana, since this is a regular thing and I rely on it regularly. So there's a strong umdina that he did pay. So therefore I have to pay him. But me ikar adin, one is a eni yodem nashav, the eni ram parai. So therefore, because he pays regularly, and I've gotten to rely on him, and it's a sort of a chazaka, that's like you have overwhelming circumstantial evidence, but it's not enough. So, he's a nishbav and dot, he's a nishbav and dot. But in case I don't pay both, says the Ramban like this. He says, the Maga Mishnah says, "Venechu b'din chemini kishmei supola." Who? The Ramban says no. Says he, "Why?" Says the Maga Mishnah, "Kishmei supola." We armu sheno no tell on the bishvur. Shai min adin ha yafilu bishvur lo yito. Miyekar adin. He's not supposed to get anything. Except since there's overwhelming circumstantial evidence, they made a takana. So he's in a damn this chayavti with circumstantial evidence that there is. He says, but the poalim, if the chemveni isn't around for whatever reason, he died, no, he took a vacation in Ukraine, got stuck there, whatever, he's not available. So you don't pay double. So the Ramban. So what happens? You pay the polim without a shvur. The Ramban here fits perfectly with what the Ramban says. There's a ma'isa mechayev. What's the ma'isa mechayev? The ma'isa mechayev is the work has worked for you, and you definitely owe the money. Now there's overwhelming evidence they got, but that's not enough. You don't have shnei edim that they got. You know that they're from chiyuv and it's a sofek, so you have to owe them. You pay them. That's me. Then says the Ramban. There's vaday ma'isa mechayev sofek ma'isa poter. And the Rambam somehow says no. The two are equal. Now why? Now we have to understand the Rambam. Why are the two equal? L'chora, the Ramban is telling us a very, very simple thing. He's telling us there's a klal, many of them is chayav, many of them parai. Yeah, and that's it. So, and in addition, is there a cheskas chiyuv here? There is a cheskas. I know that I once owed the poalim money. I know I once owed the poalim because after they work, before the foreman is supposed to pay them, I certainly owe the money. The question: there is a cheskas chiyuv and a ptur. So apparently, according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with cheskes chiyuv or cheskes ptur, had nothing to do with ma'isa mechayev or ma'isa poter. So jumps in the shach and says, "Oh, this is what I've been talking about." He says, "I that day all the workers I owe 10,000 shekels. So I have 10,000 shekels in front of me. Wait a second. So I'm not a muchzik on that 10,000 shekel. I owe money. The moment I'm not a muchzik, so." Comes in the chemveni, it's a bari v'shema. Bari v'shema without a chazaka is bari odif. They also come in bari v'shema. I'm not a muchzik anymore because I know I owe somebody. This is how the shach understands what the Rambam would be saying. But we'll have to see whether the whole thing fits in the sugyas. I'm giving you examples of how different people understood what Einu Nudein is Chayavti is, Einu Nudein for writing. Now we get into another headache. When do you say Einu Nudein is Chayavti and say Einu for writing? Heavy little maid, the low heavy little maid, and why that plays a role all of a sudden. Okay, so let's continue with the sugya. This is the general introduction to something. And let us begin reading Tosis. So Tosis tells us here that if I know there's a shoel or I know there's a socher, But I don't know whether, what time of the day it was, what day of the week it was. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Yer Shoal. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Yer Socher. I don't know when it happened. So he says, that's certainly not Shavuos HaShomer. Is that any Yodem Nischayavti, any Yodem Paraiti? Tosfos says, it's any Yodem Nischayavti. That's how Tosfos learns. Hello, any Yodem Paraiti, V'tom L'Rav Huna, L'Rav Yehuda, the Amri Bar, V'Shem Bar Yodif. My itzach lemisne hocha de porta. The hash de bere shashmin de bore yodif. Otsi. Lahotsi kolchken hocha lahachse. Beshtom with the idea tana bere shah. Bore yodif. Chayav hasho tana nami sefer. Enoch anami. He didn't have to have. Inami. Divre. Inami. De bore de mashal odif mi bore de shoa. Why? V'chein shema de mashal odif. Of midrashol lochel itzruch save lashmin. Now, if you bore the shoel, the choshev kula hayadif mishama demash. He's not saying why he's better than the other. That gets explained later on. Leimu tahavi to yufta the Rav Nachman. Okay, Tosis comes up with something else. So let's take a look in the sugya daf kuf amud aleph. This is today a very general introduction to certain important things. And don't be surprised if there's information overload. We'll come back and do it step by step. Okay? Hamach v'parah b'chamor. V'yolda. So I switched the parah with chamor, and the parah gave birth. All sorts of cases. One says it gave birth before the Kenyan, after the Kenyan, we don't know. So the Gemara says, Yachlok. Amay Yachloku, why Yachloku? Lechse b'shus naman kaima, season who's b'shus amotzim yachavar ala v'raya. Here by Robin, we're not going to get into all of this. That's a whole other thing if we get there. Amay Shmuel, where's Aga? It's out on the Hefka place. Shifranami kaim b'simt. Now, Sumcha says, Momon Hamutu Basafik Chopu. Now the Gemara is going to define when Sumcha said this. The Oma Momon Basafik Chopu, below Shvua. Amy Oma Sumcha's Beshema Beshema. May he said it in Shema Beshema. Bari Bari Oma. The same bari bari. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. In Avil bari bari. Rav Amar Lolam ki Amar Sumcha Shema v'Shema. Bari bari lo. But Tani Zom Shema Ad Shalom Achad. Zom is Shema v'Shema. Zemar Nein Odeya. Yachlok Mishma the Rav with the Seif Shema v'Shema. Okay. So the Gemara says Sumcha's only said what he says, but there's a drawer of the Mamona. Now, what does Drora de Mamona mean? So if you take a look at Tosis, Dav Gimel on the base, Tosis says, Adav Beis on the base. The Gemara says here, Sumcha says, Gemara says, Ki Omat Sumcha Shema Veshema, Bori Bori Oma. The Oma, Sumcha Afil Bori Bori, Ikul Me Afil, Tema Sumcha. What are the last four lines on Dav Beis on the base? The Amas Sumchas Heke the Iga Drora the Mamona. Heke the Leke Drora the Mamona, lo. Sumchas only said it where there's a Drora the Mamona. No. Says Tosus here, raised on the base. Shebelog, Taino Seim, Yesh Sofak Lebes. Yesh, the Tria Chavera, below Taino Seim. The Sofak and Bezin has nothing to do with the way they tied it. Bezin sees an objective suffix. That's what the Gemara says here. Here too, what is it? It's a drawer of the Mona. There's an objective suffix. When did this cow give birth? When did it give birth? We don't know. Bezin says, I don't know. You say this, but without anyone opening their mouths, Bezin has a suffix. That is what the Gemara says here. That Bezin and Bezin. So what does Tosfos have to do with this? Tosfos says, like, In Toma, warum hast du nicht Mugel, aber Sommer gesumches? Du hast so Bosse Chazaka. Ja, sind habe Gold über Chazaka. Wie ist der Mama, wo du so aber kauf? Die Idee, die ich geborgen wie Shem, wie Bori Yod. So it should come out that according to Sumchus, who doesn't believe in Chazaka, Mama, wo du so aber kauf? So I, and what do the Chacham disagree with Sumchus? I'm most of them are all over right. Fine. So apparently Sumchus doesn't believe in a Chazaka. So he doesn't believe in Achok, so we have to say Baruch Hashem Barabbas. Nachman Karabana, they say, I'm also in Nami. Rav Nachman Otsi Shapit Pesumcha. The Moda Sum, Hecha, the Lekha Drora, the Moda, most of Chavir all of Araya. So what does Sumcha say? Where there is no Chazok, I agree, most of Chavir. And Rav Nachman says, where there is no. He says, no. Not that Sumcha disagrees with the entire Halacha, or most of Chavir Araya. It's a question where there is no drawer in the mode, where there's no objective suffix, he agrees with it. Only says where there's an objective suffix, he doesn't. We all get shloma. So what is the mode of chokim? Have a ki'ilu travayu mochzokim bo. No, if there's an objective suffix, what does Tosa say? The moment Bezdin has an objective suffix, it belongs to Reuven or Shimon. And it's up to Reuven and Shimon in the time, it's Bori, Shemes, and everything. So, it doesn't mean there is no chazaka. They're both equal. They're both mochzaka. It came to the day of Hani Bari Neged Shema. Chayav HaKol Nami, Heavy Labor. So each one is a Bari Vishema, and each one is a mochzak. Each one is a Bari, so, Bari Vishema, they're both mochzak. Okay. Hello, man, Yodea. Says Tos. Dak for Shome Yodem, he'll be Sani. Sani Yodem, Chazat, and Mastin, he bagos the bas. Paul Chapel of Nachman, the Abel gave the Moda Shemusalo, Shte Paros. He gave him Shte Paros. Cave in Shemachsa Achasi. I took two paros. I'm giving you back one. The other one that's dead, I don't know whether it was she'ula or sechura. So Tosis gets back to himself. He won't mean your damn his shaltani. I don't know if I was a marshal. Maybe I was a masket. Parachas, k'shen your damn mesubo or she'ula. In one, I don't know whether when it died, but she'ula or sechura. That's any your damn hilvisani. Okay. I gave you a general introduction to a gigantic topic. Now here are we going in our sugya with Eini Yodem is Chayat, Eini Yodem Paraiti. Again, let's go back to Hamafkin. Here the Ramban jumps in to define exactly what it is. This is the Ramban that we worked with 20 times in Hamafkin. And he defines clearly what's any of your dan is chayaf, you know, they're paraiting. We'll have to see whether Ramban's holding, with Tosas holding, what it's all about. And I gave you a tremendous number of pieces of a puzzle. And Me'etz Hashem, step by step by step, we'll understand the whole puzzle.